a life. It said Bob was a wild man in his youth, pushed a woman roughly at a dance, brought to court, and later on acquitted. He married well, Cleve Honishtock. His wife was a feisty little woman who would do you harm if she could. In 1950, the newlyweds wheeled their bicycles into our yard to let a funeral pass. Ahead of him lay 60 years of milking twice a day, threshing corn and turning up the sod. Young, strong and argumentative, he had a certainty about the world. One day returning from the Carrick Fair, when alcohol was coursing through his blood, Bob staggered drunkenly inside the empty creel. His horse would bring him safely home. Mellowing with the years, he worked his farm and raised his family well. The passions of his youth seemed to recede. His grandchildren loved to dandle on his knee. Year on year he cared and fed his cattle. In the end he dropped down like a stone. Resuscitation won't rewind life's clock when hands are still and time has run. Priest and people at his graveside gathered and talked about events that shaped his life. 3 miles away, his cows grazed in the sunshine as they lowered him down beside his long dead wife.